And hello again, everyone. Nancy Newman back here once again in our Yes Network studios. Welcome to the Nissan Post Game Show. Final score 113-111 in favor of the Nets. After beating Golden State on Monday, they've now won back-to-back games for just the fourth time this season. New Jersey improves to 10-14, their sixth win over the last 17 games. Back-to-back wins for just the fourth time this season. Nice night offensively. Vince, 38 points, and Jason Collins, a season high, 9-point game. Right now, we welcome back in Marv Albert and Mark Jackson with us to break down the game. And guys, early in the fourth quarter, it looked like the Nets were on their way to a fourth quarter domination, much like versus the Warriors, but Cleveland sure came back to make it interesting. Nets just had enough to hold on.
Nancy, it was an adventure at the end. It appeared that it could have been a blowout, and the Nets, I think, breathing a sigh of relief when that final buzzer did sound.
Can't be satisfied with the way they finished the game. A good story as far as trying to build some confidence, trying to establish a rhythm and getting wins, but cannot be satisfied with the way they closed it out. The Cavaliers getting 40 points in the fourth quarter. If you didn't play any defense, if you allowed them to score, it'd be awfully tough. They just had their way, especially down the stretch, making plays, and Lawrence Frank can't be satisfied with
it. And the Cavaliers hit 5 3-pointers down the stretch in the fourth quarter, and it was the same strategy. Hit the three. It's very rare that you're going to hit 5 in a row, particularly in that situation, and then give the foul. But Vince Carter was the guy who was being fouled, went to the line, and for the most part did the job.
Did the job making their free throws, but you can't be satisfied with giving up wide open looks. Missed assignments. The only way they can get back into the ball game is by knocking down three-pointers. So you stretch the defense up along the three-point line and force them to penetrate, and then there's just a knocking down a deuce, and then you go make your free throws. Nets missed assignments and could have cost them the ball game.
But on the positive side, Lawrence Frank has to feel good that Vince Carter did return to the offense, taking it to the rim early on. He had 14 of his 38 points in the first quarter.
Really did a great job of setting the tone early and often, looking to have paint touches, making plays towards the basket, set the tone, and now all of a sudden the Cavaliers had to defend Vince Carter being aggressive, and it opened up things on the offensive end for a supporting cast.
What was your feeling about the way the Nets handled LeBron James? It appeared he was having some difficulties early on, but then things turn late third quarter.
Well, he's a spectacular basketball player, so he's going to do some things that's going to make your defense look bad at times. But overall, they did a great job of helping, shrinking the floor, allowing him to make plays to other guys, not allowing him to single-handedly, with the exception of a couple plays, penetrate the interior of their defense. Did a great job of trying to contain LeBron James.
We mentioned that the Nets led by as many as 16, and critical to the Nets being able to jump in front by as many as 16 was that most unusual 6-point sequence. Jason Collins, who was very assertive at the offensive end tonight, taking it to the basket, was able to score and was fouled. It was a flagrant foul. And that led, first of all, was a 2-for-1 on a flagrant, because it's so rare to see when a guy is pulled down, he's able to score. Hit the field goal, which Collins did. And then he got the 2-for-1, hit a free throw, and the Nets also added a 3-point play.
Really effective on the offensive end, catching the ball. When you're playing with a guy like Vince Carter, Jason Kidd, Richard Jefferson, Kristaps, Collins is going to get easy basket opportunities. It's up to him to look to be aggressive. And I think since the trade rumors have been, you know, circulating around, he has taken upon himself to be just that, taking certainly the initiative and looking to attack the basket time and time again, whether it be finishing with the foul or finishing at the basket. But that's what you need from Jason Collins.
And the Nets will be back here on Friday night to go up against Kobe Bryant and the L.A. Lakers, and then it's on to Milwaukee for a game on Saturday. Things very busy at the end of the month. You will be here.
Yes, I will, Mom.
Want to check the BlackBerry, check the schedule?
I will be here, Mom.
Excellent. All right. Mark will be in the house, as will Kobe. We'll send it back to you, Nancy.
And we look forward to it. Thanks, guys. Great job, as always. See you
next time.
Thank
you, Nancy.
Thanks, Nancy.
Well, the Cavaliers certainly came back to make it interesting late in the fourth quarter, including 40 40 in the fourth quarter alone. But offensively, the Nets certainly did have enough. Vince was leading the way with 38 points. But this, not to be forgotten, was very much a team effort. Contribution from a lot of guys, including Jason Collins and Bojan Nakbar. So good scoring contribution on the Nets' part. 9 guys getting into it. Lawrence Frank addressed the media not long ago, starting with the guy atop the list, Vince Carter.
Vince has had so many great games for us. But I think his intent right from the beginning, great balance between post-ups, spot-ups, drives, passing. He was phenomenal. He was great. And I think, you know, this was a really, really good team win in that literally everyone who touched the floor contributed. To be able to get separation with the unit of Vince, Marcus, Boakye, Hassan, and Mikey, you know, was huge. That gives, you know, Jason and Richard rest. And then after they make a run to build that lead back up. So it was a very, you know, there were a lot of encouraging signs tonight.
Did you get the feeling that your guys, especially Vince, kind of raised it up a little bit, just the occasion of, you know, playing a really good team and a great player?
Well, you know, you'd have to ask them that question more so. But I think, you know, we want to start becoming a better team. And in order to become a better team, quite simply, you have to play better each time out. So we played better tonight than we did our last time against Golden State. And now we're going to have to play better on Friday against the Lakers.
Some of the jeers and stuff, the boos that Collins seems to get ragged on a lot. But, I mean, to see what he did in the fourth quarter must have been really refreshing, you know, to see people actually start cheering for him. And stuff.
Well, you know, Twin is we've talked about this time and time again. He does so much. And, again, people pay their money. They can boo whoever they want. But yet his teammates value what he's all about. The fact that he took charges, that he finished at the rim, he played with passion. You know, he has the highest, as high as basketball IQ on the defensive end as anyone we have. So, you know, his teammates and coaches appreciate what he does every day.
He drew like about three fouls on LeBron that was in the third.
I think he drew two.
Two? Okay. Yeah. Those?
Well, it was huge. I mean, you know, look, LeBron is obviously one of the elite players in the league. He's able to hurt you inside and out. They really dominated us in the first half in the paint between free throws and second chance opportunities. And in that third quarter, we did a much better job. And that fourth quarter was an old shootout.
I know the number is ridiculous, but you really can't defend them much better than that, can you? 40, they were under 40 for most of the game.
I think, you know, it was like I said, I think that third quarter kind of, after it seemed like the first 4 minutes of that third quarter, both teams may have been a little bit, you know, flat. There just seemed like a little lack of, I don't know, something in the building. And then we were able to go on a little run and sustain it. And like I said, that second unit along with Vince was huge and helped, you know, giving us separation.
Leading the way in terms of scoring tonight for the Nets, Vince Carter, 38 points coming off a season-low 11 versus the Warriors the other night. Great play on the defensive end as well, late getting Hughes to commit the foul, and once again he went to the line, so here's Vince on a good win.
Definitely. We'll beat an above 500 team that's playing extremely well, and it's big for us, for our confidence, and it's extremely big to get the contribution from the guys that we got from tonight. So it's just an all-around great effort from everybody.
Any difference in why you got your scoring touch back tonight?
Shooting guys was on my side. I don't know. You know, like I said before the game, I just keep playing, keep shooting. You know, eventually it'll go back in. And, you know, once I was able to get to the basket a couple times, get a couple of easy ones, you know, it's uphill from there.
People always say, you know, like if you're not scoring, oh, then he helps with his passing. But tonight you were scoring, but you were still looking to pass, and you still had that great, you know, eye.
And yeah, of course. I just, you know, I just want to do what I need to do, and whatever that entails, and just be aggressive doing it. So I knew they were going to send two guys, sometimes three, so just had to find the open man. And late in the game, I was just able to, you know, because guys were hitting shots, Boakye comes in the game and starts hitting shots, and so he really opened the floor for us where they were a little hesitant to double team, and then I was able to get my shot going.
Second quarter, you were scoreless after a terrific first, and third, obviously, I guess it seemed like you were playing a lot of screen roll with Jason just to get the smaller guy on you every time. But you were more, did you feel like you were in more attack mode the whole time than you have been?
Probably more than likely. I mean, I was just trying to get as far as to the basket I could, just make things happen, and just trying to get to the basket. My shot was going, so at first they were kind of playing me for the drive, giving me a shot. Then I started hitting a few shots, so it was just made me tough to guard because I was really doing both. And you know, I just tried to, whoever was guarding me, just be aggressive and just make plays.
Vince,
I know LeBron at 37, but can you, Hassan, and Richard do a better job than them?
I don't know. LeBron is LeBron. He's great. So we just wanted to make it tough for him. You know he's going to get his numbers, but you know we just wanted to make it a tough 37, and I think we accomplished that.
38 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists for Vince Carter, definitely refining his scoring touch. Honorable mention also to Richard Jefferson tonight, putting up the worst number since his rookie season this year. But a couple games ago, he took a cortisone shot to be able to play on that right ankle that's been hindering him. 14 points, 4 of 7 from the field, 5 boards, 6 of 6 from the line. Here's RJ.
It was a good win. I believe we're heading in the right direction. Are we there yet? I wouldn't say that, but you know, I believe the last 2 or 3 weeks, you know, we've been playing good basketball. Are we as consistent as we would like? No, not yet, but I think we are headed in that direction.
And also, you held off, you got a nice lead, then you held them off very nicely.
And we did it with a very unique group. You had Hassan, you had Marcus, Boakye, Vince, and I think Curley out there, and they're the ones that made a run. And sometimes that's what you need. You need that group that is probably a little unexpected for them to make a run, to make a run, really.
Does it make a difference to beat a quality team? Obviously, they're one game out of their division.
Well, I believe ultimately, at the end of the day, we're a quality team. And so you know, we've played some good teams close. I think we've probably been the closest to knocking Phoenix off of their 15-game win streak. And so, you know, is it how good the team was that we beat? I wouldn't think that. I think it's more of the fact that we're playing good basketball right now, and we just need to make it continue.
Richard, you know, your favorite question, got to ask it. Ankle, how you feeling?
I'm fine. Today was, you know, a good day. I made some real stupid mistakes out there on the court. And, you know, fortunately, my teammates, Vince, had a great game. And some of the guys off the bench had a great game to make up some for some of my errors.
About the way you took over there in the late third, you opened up that big lead. What was the key there?
Just passing the ball, moving the ball, hitting some tough shots, and playing some good defense. Whenever you're hitting shots and stopping them on the other end, you know, that's when normally you make a run.
You know, late third, early fourth with LeBron coming back in, how important was it to keep the tempo up from the separation?
It was big, but you have to understand LeBron, being who he is going to get a lot of calls. I think, you know, he shot 21 free throws a night. You know, we've had a lot of games where we haven't shot in 18. So to have one guy come in here and shoot 21 free throws, you understand he's going to get the benefit of the doubt on most calls. You just have to try and play through that.
Did you get a feeling that everybody kind of picked it up just because of the occasion, you know, playing a good team, playing a great player?
Yeah, you can say that, but then you know, vice versa against Dallas or the way we played against Detroit. So, you know, you can say that against a good team, and then if you play, another good team and come out and struggle, then all of a sudden we didn't get up for the big game. It's about maintaining a certain consistency the way you play, and I think today we did that. Sorry.
Meanwhile, how about Jason Kidd? That close to yet another triple-double. 9 points, 10 assists, 8 rebounds. Jason Kidd, moments ago, talking about tonight's high man, though, Vince Carter.
I thought he came out very aggressive. when I came out in the first quarter, I just told Eddie, I think, you know, Vince is going to go for 50 tonight, you know, because his intent, you could see him be very aggressive, make all the right plays, and you could just see he was in tune tonight.
Sort of significant also that he was on the floor early fourth with all the kids and he was pretty much playing point.
Yeah, he was the dad out there. He kept the kids under control. He put the kids in position to be successful in the sense of, you know, Marcus knocks down a three. He really dictated the game with the high pick and roll. And when the shot presented itself, he knocked it down. And when they came and tried to take the ball out of his hands, he found the open guy.
Because you beat a quality team, does it mean any more
that
this win than any other win?
They're all wins, you know, as long as you put them in the left column. No matter who you play, you know, they're all quality wins. And right now, we're just trying to build on each one. And each time we take the floor, you know, try to get better. And, you know, tonight was another step in going in the right direction.
LeBron talked about just now how those guys have so much trouble with the big three over here, and obviously that helped you get the lead and keep it tonight. Can you talk about how you've been able to exploit those matchups against these guys in particular?
Well, you know, we just try to execute the game plan. Cleveland's a very good team. And, you know, at the end of the day, they're going to be in the playoffs, and they're going to be a team that has a legitimate chance to, you know, do some damage. So for us, we have just as much trouble as they have with us. You know, they have some talented guys over there, and I think the big thing for us is to execute and try to get it into a transition game and make it as fast as possible and, you know, play to our advantage instead of it just being a walk-up, you know, a slow-paced game.
That's going to do it for the Nissan postgame show. The Nets are off on Thursday, but make sure you join us on Friday when they host Kobe Bryant and the L.A. Lakers. Pre-game show begins at 7 p.m. with tip-off coming at 7:30 and complete coverage after the final buzzer. So for Marv Albert, Mark Jackson, Michelle Beadle, and the rest of our YES Network team, I'm Nancy Newman saying thanks for watching.